Today's Namaste Yoga continues our Eight Limbs of Yoga series, and today's class is on Dharana, concentration. Hello and welcome to episode 229 of Namaste Yoga. I'm here in Beacon Hill Park with the beautiful male peacocks. We can actually hear these peacocks at night from our apartment, just one block away, making their haunting sounds, as Tim likes to say. Today's class is called Easeful Awareness or Gentle Awareness. It's a continuation of our series on the Eight Limbs of Yoga. So I will start our class today by thanking Squeezed Yoga for my clothes. I'm wearing one of the new scarves today with the Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu on it. And that means may all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute to the happiness and freedom for all. And I'm also wearing a long sleeve bamboo top with a vine printed on it and the new capri leggings. So that's what I'm wearing today. And also thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. I'm using the mat today and blocks. And I didn't bring the bolster, but if you have a bolster, then it would be great for you to use a bolster today as well. I have a testimonial for you today from an old student of mine when I used to teach at University of Toronto. She says, "Hi, Melissa. I used to attend your yoga classes at U of T regularly back in 2006 to 2010. After graduating, I moved to Australia and stopped practicing yoga regularly. My husband is in the Defense Force, and so we move regularly, and at each new location, I would try to find a yoga studio that was a good fit for me. However, I never found anything quite right. Most classes were focused on getting a workout and were not like what I had learned from you. I remembered recently when looking for yoga podcasts to do at home that you mentioned recording videos. I found your Namaste Yoga podcast and I can't tell you how thrilled I am. I wanted to thank you very much for providing these podcasts for free. For me, this means that I have been able to practice regularly again with you, even on the other side of the world. Thank you for your time and energy. I really appreciate it. I will be looking into your membership site as well. From an old student, Jessica." So Jessica did become a member and we're so appreciative of that. And I'm looking forward to connecting with her on one of our meetups. We're actually getting this filming in really quickly because we have a meetup right after this filming. And also to let you know that the savings for our membership site, because the cost of the membership site is going up on the 1st of June, 2014. So that savings, when this video comes out, today will be the last day because that I believe this video comes out on June 30th. So the last day to get this price. And for those of you who are members already, you're locked into your price for life. So that's always a good thing. We appreciate those who came in at the very beginning when we didn't have a lot of content, and you get to keep that price for life. And we just keep putting in more content every month, and you get to get the benefit of coming in at the beginning or wherever you came in. So that's always great. And if you are a member, just to let you know that the weekly meetups where you can come and ask me questions and we talk about your yoga practice and the videos you've been doing and all that kind of stuff, they're completely free as part of your membership. Okay, let's get going with your practice today. So you can go ahead and rest back, lie down on your back. And we'll begin with the teachings for today on dharana. So dharana literally translates as concentration or focusing of attention. And right before I came here to film, I had my Sanskrit lesson with my amazing Sanskrit teacher, Rashmi. And Rashmi lives in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, and she does teach Sanskrit there and workshops there. So if you live in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, definitely look her up. And if you want more information on that, just email me at info@melissawest.com and I will put you in contact with her, because you guys can just look at my earlier videos and look at how I botched the Sanskrit language compared to the way I speak now. She's just getting me towards fluent in the Sanskrit language, and everything I've learned I owe to her. So, but before, when we were talking in our lesson today about dharana, she was saying that the root of the word dharan means to put on, like a piece of clothing, to wear a piece of clothing. And I was saying how I really like that, because it was like, if you, dharana can be taken so literally, like to concentrate, like tunnel vision. And I really like this idea of wearing a piece of clothing much more, because it opened up this tunnel vision to a really gentle awareness. Like you're going to, whatever you're focusing on, you're going to wear it like a piece of clothing. And so we were talking about that, how we liked the root of the word, and it opened up the vision of it a lot more and made it more gentle and just opened up the vision of it to your periphery a little bit more, so that it wasn't so focused and harsh. So I just wanted to share that with you as well. Chapter 3, verse 1 of the Yoga Sutras translates dharana as the binding of the mind to one place, object, or idea. Reverend Jagannath Karara points out that our minds are not in the habit of focusing on one thing. In fact, our minds want to run all over the place, and they do. So do you have that experience? Is your mind able to focus, or does it go all over the place? I know as soon as I sit down in meditation, it's like here, there, everywhere. You know, when as soon as you sit down, you pretty much become aware of how much your mind does go all over the place. With the practice of dharana, you bring your mind back to your point of focus over and over again. So often people use the example of a puppy. If you've ever tried to train a puppy to walk on a lead or to walk beside you without a lead, you gently encourage that puppy to come back over and over again. You try not to be cruel with the puppy. You just, you know, encourage the puppy to come back again and again. Eventually, your mind's wanderings will become less and less frequent. Like as the puppy matures, it starts to learn to walk beside you, and your mind will become more still and clear. This week, it's as though everything we have been practicing since the beginning of the series on the eight limbs of yoga are coming together. Or like we talked about last week with Pratyahar, it's as though they're coming inward. As Nichala Joy Devi points out, only five of the eight limbs of yoga are in book two of the Yoga Sutras. And the final three limbs, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi, union with divine consciousness, so contemplation, meditation, and union with divine consciousness, are in book three. So Devi suggests that this is not because they are separate practices, but rather progressions towards internal states cultivated from our earlier practices. Through the yams and niyams, we develop a reverence for ourselves and all living beings in the world with whom we are interconnected. Our practice of asan and pranayam allow us to gather and refine our life force, bringing ease and steadiness to our bodies, minds, hearts, and emotions. So the fifth limb that we practiced last week, pratyahar, teaches us to draw our senses inward in an intimate way. And through all these practices, we become ready for what Nichala Joy Devi calls an easeful awareness. or at my Shambhala meditation practice here in Victoria, they talk about being friendly, having a friendly presence with what is. So there is a comfortable ease with what's happening now. And that's what I want us to focus on with Dharana this week. So our quote for this week actually is going to be, Dharana is a gentle contemplation, an easeful awareness, and a friendly presence with what is. And that kind of took in a bunch of quotes and ways of contemplation that I've been working with in meditation and Nichala Joy Davies, and brought them all together. So reflect on this expression of Dharana, and also bringing together everything that we've done so far in the Eight Limbs of Yoga series, the yams, the niyams, the pranayam, the pratyahar, the asan, and also what it is that you're trying to cultivate in your life right now, what it is you're trying to create in your life. Begin to form a intention for your practice day. What we're going to be doing, or what I've created in this class for you, is that we're going to be working with asana, yoga postures, and meditation as our focus, so that we'll be focusing on sensation in our body. And when we're working with meditation, we'll be focusing on breath. So what is it that you would like to get out of this class? And begin to form an intention for what it is that you would like to receive through your practice today. So we will actually begin with some warm-ups for our spine before we go into our practice of being with the sensations in our body. We're going to do some long holds today in our asana. So we'll start. I'll get you to wiggle and stretch out once you've formed your intention. These peacocks are bound and determined to practice with us today. They keep coming back. We'll start with a reclined side bend, Supta Ardha Chandrasana, or as I learned from Carrie this week, we're going to do Banana Asana. That's the yin name for this pose. So you'll be lying on your back. And you'll just take a side bend, just take your arms up and overhead, inhale, exhale, and side bend to one side. Doesn't matter which side, because we'll do both sides. Let your shoulders be heavy on the ground, and if that means backing off the side bend a bit, then do that. So already you can use Dharana here as a way to focus. With focusing on your breath, let there be a gentle awareness, an easeful concentration on your breathing and sensations in your body. And then inhale and come back to the center. And take a breath here. And let your easy awareness with what is, notice what's changed since you did the one side. And then breathe in, breathe out, and go to the other side. Let both shoulders, both sides of your shoulders, rest heavy on the ground here. Let your Dharana rest on your sensations in your body and your breath. An option here is also to bend your elbows and hold on to your elbows if there's too much tension in your shoulders. And then inhale back center. Exhale. And let your body just rest here in the center for a moment. And then bend your knees and either rock yourself up to the center or roll to the side and come up onto all fours. And on all fours, we're going to do Murjariasana, cat pose, to bring our spine into flexion and extension. So hands underneath your shoulders, knees underneath your hips, and you're going to exhale, round up through your back, and then inhale and arch through your back. So back and forth here, flexion and extension of your spine. And then come back to the center, and you're going to inhale, reach up, and take your right arm through the space between your left wrist and your left knee, and lower your right shoulder to the ground. Inhale, up center. Exhale, place your right hand on the ground. Inhale, reach your left arm up. Exhale, rotate your left hand through your right wrist, your right knee. Lower your left shoulder to the ground. Tuck your chin. Lower your left shoulder all the way to the ground. And then inhale back up center. Keep your hands underneath your shoulders. Tuck your toes under. Inhale here. Exhale. Reach your hips up towards the ceiling and stretch out the backs of your legs here. Okay, and then I'm just going to take this off because I'm afraid it's making noise on my microphone. Okay, what I'm going to get Tim to do is some timing. Get your timer out, 4 minutes. Okay, so we're going to start to do long holds on either side. And we're going to do pigeon pose, Ik Pad Vraj Koptasan. So this is so that you can be with sensation in your body. And I've chosen the long hold so we can do that. So 4 minutes each side, Tim. So you're going to come up and you're going to take your right leg up. And you're going to bring your right knee to your right wrist, your left leg back and long. Now here is where if you have a bolster, you could place your bolster here. And you're going to fold forward over your right leg. And we're going to stay here for 4 minutes. That's right. Okay. And this is so that you can practice dharana. And have a gentle awareness of sensations in your body here. Now, if this position isn't going to work in your body, especially for that long, then you can always come onto your back and do figure four pose. So cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh and draw your leg in like this. That would also work. So an easy mindfulness of the sensations in your body here. Just see if there's any part of your back body or any part of your body that you could bring more ease to. Notice where your awareness is. Can you bring your gentle awareness back to sensations in your hip, probably? Then allow your breath to deepen. Take a deep breath. Bring your hands underneath your shoulders. And you're going to step back into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. And from here, we'll switch sides to the other side. So you'll take your left leg up and back. Bring your left knee forward to your left wrist. Take your right leg back and long. And you're going to fold forward into Ekapad Rajkopatasan on the other side. Remember, you can use your bolster here, or you could put two blocks here with your blanket folded over it as well. Something so that you can have ease here, relax in your body so that you can bring in easy awareness, gentle mindfulness to the sensations in your body here on this side. And also remember, you can do the recline figure four here if this isn't accessible in your body also. Breathing. We have all kinds of nature joining us today. Fuzzy caterpillar now. You can't see the fuzzy caterpillar? There's a fuzzy caterpillar right here on my mat. No? Can you see him? He stopped crawling. He was right by my leg before. See, that's monkey mind. Now you're not focusing on awareness in your body. So go back to your breath now that you've seen the fuzzy caterpillar. Dharana, back to your awareness of sensation in your body. This is a challenging pose to do that in because probably you want anything but to focus on the sensation in your body in this pose. Breathe. Bring your gentle awareness to sensation in your body. Then let your breath deepen. Take a deep breath. Bring your hands underneath you. And let this posture come out of your body. And allow yourself to stretch and move in whatever way feels right for you. That caterpillar has taken a home here on our mat. Okay. We're going to do a meditation for strong nerves and a calm mind now. So come and take a comfortable seat for you. You may take a seat in a chair if you want to. You can sit on a folded blanket. Whatever works best for you. And this is going to be one where our dharana, now the geese. You know, this morning I was thinking about my, this might be a little woo-woo for you, so if it is, just ignore me. I was thinking about letting my fairy energy out, so I think I successfully did that because we've had every kind of creature come and join us. So like, look at this caterpillar taking a home. Peacocks, the ducks, the geese, they're all here. Okay, so I'm like Snow White. Okay, meditation for strong nerves and a calm mind. Here, our dharana, our focus is going, our gentle awareness and our easeful mindfulness is going to be on our breath. I'm going to give you something to do while you do that. You're going to hold your right hand at the level of your ear with the tip of your thumb and the tip of your ring finger touching. Your fingernails don't touch. Your left hand's going to be in your lap with the tip of your thumb and the tip of your little finger touching. And your eyes are open 1/10 of the way. So it's almost like you're looking at the tip of your nose and you're going to breathe long and slow and deep. And for women, the hands are switched. So your left hand is your thumb and fourth finger, and your right hand is your thumb and your baby finger. Okay. So you're supposed to start this meditation at 11 minutes and work up to 31 minutes. But Tim's freaking out behind the camera. Calm down, Prince Charming. I know we only have an hour for the show. So we're going to do 5 minutes. Yes, 5 minutes, Prince Charming. So we're going to do that. And at the end of the meditation, we're going to reach our hands up, inhale deeply, and then we're going to come down, shake them, and we're going to relax with the Gyan Mudra and just notice the effects. Okay, so women, left hands up, right hands down. Men, right hands up, left hands down. Okay, and the mudras are switched too. So eyes 1/10, long, slow, deep breaths, focus on your breath. Gentle awareness, easy mindfulness. Be friendly with your breath. Focus on your breath, gentle awareness, friendly attention, strong nerves, calm mind. Shoulders heavy, heart lifted. back of your neck long. Easy awareness on your breath. Okay, so now take a deep breath in. Reach your hands up and shake them out. And exhale, lower your hands down. Close your eyes. And just take a moment to feel the effects of this practice. Now we're going to bring our dharana, our gentle awareness, back to sensations in our body with Anjaneyasana, lunge pose. Okay, we moved. There was a lot of construction noise where we were. I hope it didn't interrupt your gentle awareness, dharana, too much. So we're going to move on so that your focus, your gentle awareness can be on sensation in your body. Again, as I mentioned, to Anjaneyasana. So you need blocks for this one, probably, at the front of your mat. You can put your folded blanket off to the side or your meditation cushion or your chair. And you're going to come on to kneeling on your knees. You may even want a folded blanket underneath your knees if you're not on nice soft ground like I am here. If you're on a hardwood floor, you're going to walk your, let's start by walking your left leg through. Can you time this, Tim? 3 minutes on each side. And come into a place where it's an edge that you can stay with for 3 minutes. And we're going to hold here. You can be on your hands, you can be on your forearms, whatever feels right for you. Breathe and be with the awareness of what's happening in your body now. Relax your shoulders, space between your teeth. There's a bunch of ducklings over there. Okay, talk about not focusing on what's happening in my body. Baby ducklings. Over there, right beside you, Tim, to your right. They're coming right towards you, between these two trees here. So a kind attention. Making sure your left knee is over your left ankle. Now can you see them? Yeah, they're over. You got them now, yeah. They're super cute and fuzzy. Nice and soft, like your awareness. You're sticking nice and close to their mama, just like your awareness of the sensation in your body. Breathe. Let your attention be soft and gentle and friendly and kind. Remember our first yam, ahimsa. Okay, and then you're going to take a deep breath and find a way out of this posture that feels right for you. And then we're going to take a moment here . Okay, so we'll step into this posture on the other side. So this time it'll be your right leg through, and you might want to make some adjustments on this side, having the knowledge of what it was like on the other side. Right knee over your right ankle, finding that just right edge to have dharana, a nice gentle awareness, easy mindfulness, friendly attention on the sensation in your body. The front of your left hip on this side. And breath. Shoulders relaxed, space between your teeth. Just notice if there's somewhere you can soften in your body, in your awareness, in your focus. So ahimsa, let there be a kindness to your attention here. Be with your breath and the sensations in your body. And take a deep breath. Let this out of your body. And come back to find a comfortable seat. So whether that's sitting in a chair for you or sitting on a block, you could kneel on a block. I'm going to kneel on a block for this one to show you that option. We're going to do a mudra, a meditation actually, to totally recharge you. And this comes from, and the previous one came from as well, a book called I Am Woman, Creative, Sacred, and Invincible. It's a Kundalini book. And so the way this works, it's a tool to rebuild and recharge yourself. It helps you to harness prana. So this is energy. And prana is energy of life, and it comes to us through the air that we breathe. Oh my goodness, lots of visitors. And we can enhance our absorption of prana and enhance our energy. This meditation is known as an antidote to depression. It builds a new system. It gives you the capacity and caliber to deal with life, and it gives you a direct relationship with your pranic body. The pranic body holds our prana, our energy, and circulates it. When our pranic body is strong, our physical health is maintained. But if our pranic body is weak, we can experience illness. Practicing this meditation to totally recharge you will help you to replenish your energy and go through life with a greater sense of health and well-being. So to do this, you're going to sit and hold your arms straight out in front of you. You're going to make a fist with your right hand. Point your thumb straight up like you're giving a thumbs up. And then you're going to hold on to the left thumb. So your two thumbs are going to be touching along the insides. The way it works, you're going to inhale for 5 seconds. And then you exhale for 5 seconds. And then you hold your breath out for 15 seconds. And the holding out of your breath for 15 seconds stimulates your parasympathetic nervous system, which temporarily lowers your blood pressure and signals relaxation. So we're going to start to practice this meditation. Today we're going to do it for 3 minutes. You're going to work your way up to 11 minutes. And also you can work on the breath suspension for up to 1 minute. Also, if you're finding the 15 seconds too long, then you can shorten it too. I found it, my Kundalini teacher, Dawn at Hema, she taught us this, and I found that it was challenging for me to the 15 seconds. So shorten it, make it work for you, okay? So let's do this, Tim, 3 minutes. Okay. So I'll count it for you for a few rounds, and then I'll let you go with your own breath rhythm, and if you need to shorten the 15, you can shorten the 15. Okay, so you're going to breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pause, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I'll count it one more time. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So count on your own now, your own breath rhythm. You're focusing on your thumbnails. And the next time after a hold, breathe normally in. Lower your arms down, close your eyes, and feel the effect on you. And then you can choose to finish your practice seated, or you go ahead and rest back for Shavasana. If you have time, you can pause the video now and do a reclined twist on either side. I was going to do that and hold that for 5 minutes each side. So if you have time to do that with your timer for 5 minutes each side. I think Tim will be very happy that I'm not doing that. So Shavasana. And rest back in Shavasana. So reflect back on what that was like in this class today to bring a gentle awareness, a kind attention, a friendly mindfulness to sensations in your body, to your breath in those meditations. And see if there's a life connection there. Is that the way you practice attention, focus, and concentration in your life? And reflect on if there is some way you're going to be able to take this practice of dharana, this gentle awareness, friendly attention, easeful mindfulness, off your mat and into your life this week. Maybe make some intention around one small step that you can take to put that into action in your life. And then gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Circle your ankles and wrists. Bend your knees and roll to your right side and slowly make your way up to seated. I'm sending you much love from British Columbia, beautiful British Columbia. May you experience the strength of our mountains. Be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may your joy be as deep as our oceans. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.